Hello again, everyone, and welcome to week 6, our final week of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zintle, and it's so good to have you with us. We are in the final days of our walk together as we are just thinking through how Jesus Revealed in Purpose, and today is no different, and I am joined, I'm quite honored to have him come and join us again in season 2, I'm joined by Bishop. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Sinclair, for having us, for having me. Yeah. And I enjoy being on the program, and whenever I'm interviewed by you, it gives me great joy. And thank you for the crowd that's watching us and for us to go into the Holy Week of our season in Christ being crucified.
Indeed, and Bishop, it is day 38, so there are obviously, as we walk this journey, there are implications on that, and we'll talk a bit on that. But today's topic for day 38 is run the race with endurance, and so we'll be talking about that. And our key scripture is found in Hebrews 12, from verse 1, and I'll focus quite a bit on verse 1, and it reads as follows. Therefore, since we also have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us rid ourselves of every obstacle and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let's run with endurance the race that is set before us. Bishop, if you could please just guide us through what we're looking at within this text and how we can just reflect on it just based on what we are talking about today on running with endurance.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful scripture and a beautiful verse. Just before I start my intro on that, I think we are on day 38.
Yes, that's true.
And when I did some research, and day 38 was the day when Jesus took a basin of water and washed the feet of his disciples, proving humility and self-denial. Yeah. Denied himself and became very, very humble and put on servanthood so that he could serve. Yeah. And you know, the scripture so clearly teaches us, if we want to be great in the kingdom, we've got to be a servant.
Amen.
And I think Christ, in his divinity, really showed us the perfect example of servanthood. So day 38 was the day when Jesus Christ was in the upper room and just washing the feet of his disciples.
Amen. Right. Thank you for that, Bishop. Yeah.
And going back to the scripture, the Bible says that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. Yeah. And sometimes when we look at clouds in the heaven, and we just think it might be like, because if we don't have a creative mind and an imaginative mind, and get back to a bit of history in church, we will think it's just like the clouds that we see on the sky.
Yeah.
When the scripture says, therefore we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, the cloud of witnesses speak of the heroes of faith that have died and gone before us, you know. The heroes of faith are in the likes of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Paul, Timothy, you know. These were great heroes of faith. And while studying the scripture, I was trying to realize and ask myself the question, why are we surrounded by these heroes of faith? And which the scripture says, they are a cloud of witnesses. Yeah. And the revelation that I received was, we are surrounded by these heroes of faith for us to watch their life.
Because they are
not sitting on the grandstand and being spectators, just trying to happy clappy, and if we're running the race quite well, they are applauding us. No. The scripture teaches us that we are surrounded by them, and they are watching over us to prove to us that if they have overcame, we can overcome.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So they are saying to each one that's running the race, look to us.
Yeah.
You know, and look steadfastly to us. We are surrounding you because we don't want you to slip.
Yes.
We don't want you to fall.
Yes.
We don't want you to give up.
Yeah.
We want you to endure, because the race that he set before you is very challenging.
True.
So we are surrounded by these heroes of faith who are watching us and applauding us, and they say, keep going.
Yeah.
Watch how we overcame. Watch how we withstood the adversities of the enemy.
Yeah.
So if you keep watching us and looking to us and looking and saying in your mind, if they overcame, we can overcome. If they endured, Amen. We can endure. And that's a powerful teaching that I received this morning as I just studied the Word of God,
yes.
that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And then it goes on to say, lay aside. Laying aside sometimes is very difficult
yes,
because of the attachments
yeah.
that we have to things. You know, and then the scripture says that we all are running life's race, and each one of us got our very own race.
Mm-hmm.
I got my race, and you have your race.
Indeed.
I have my lane, and you have your lane. But the scripture so clearly says, lay aside. Now, what must I lay aside? What must I put aside?
Yeah.
And then it gives us two descriptions: lay aside weights
mm-hmm.
and sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
it does
yeah.
not. Now, most people think that weights are sin. Weights are not sin. You know, sin is sin.
Yes.
But
yes.
the scripture says, lay aside weights. And when we look carefully, weights are not sin.
Mm-hmm.
Weights are hindrances.
Yeah.
It's impediments. You know, it's obstacles. It's challenges.
Yeah.
He says, when you run the race, if these weights are around your ankles, or if you're carrying, I think what you call dumbbells.
Yes, it's dumbbells. You know? Yeah.
And if you're carrying heavy weights and dumbbells, and you are running with weights and dumbbells in your hand, or any form of heavy weights around your body, it's going to slow your pace down. It's going to slow your race down. It's going to take you a longer period of time to get to your finishing line,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what Paul is saying to us, because Paul was very, very much acquainted to the races that took place in his time, you know. There were marathons. There
yes,
were
yes.
long distance races. There were the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul is classifying the race that he's talking about is to the Olympics that he was quite acquainted with.
Yeah.
And then he puts it onto our Christian faith, and he says, lay aside.
Yeah.
He says, you
yeah.
can't run with weights, you know. He says, put aside these weights, because these weights is going to slow you down. Now, when we look at weights, it looks at hindrances.
Yeah.
What are the weights that hinder you?
Yeah.
Obstacles, challenges, yeah, you know. He says, put it aside.
Hmm.
And then I started looking at myself and said, what are the weights in my personal life,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
that hinders me from running a good journey, running a good race? Then I look at my own life. It's fatigue,
mm-hmm.
you know, because as I said, weight is not sin.
Yeah,
These are things that hinder you from running your race and finishing and completing and getting to the finishing line on time.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
It's fatigue, stress,
sure.
you know, anxiety,
yeah.
too much of time spent on my phone calls. You know,
mm-hmm.
These are weights. If instead of me spending quality time in the things of God
yeah.
and doing what God wants me to do, I'm more on my phone. I'm more on media. I'm more on
yes,
on
yes,
other
yes.
things that pertain to my phone life. You understand? Watching movies.
Yeah.
You know, some of us spend so much of time watching movies and watching TV that this is like an obstacle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Then I don't find time to read the Word of God. I don't find time to study the Word of God. I don't find time to pray.
Yeah.
And it's my business in life. You know. We get caught up because we have so much of activities in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that you put your feet on the ground, the morning that you get up, the moment you put your foot onto the ground,
it's already.
You're already running.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're gonna be very, very careful. What are the weights that's going to hinder you from being productive on that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because every day when I get up, Lord, how can I be productive today?
Yeah.
How can I be fruitful today? What are the things that I can do to come closer to my vision or have my vision fulfilled?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I just have one goal in mind, and that is my vision that God has laid upon my heart. But then I'll have distractions.
Sure.
You know, distractions is another weight. It distracts you from running and fulfilling your purpose and your goal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then you're distracted, and then there are addictions. You know, addictions that will keep derailing you. You know. So then when I look at the weights, I look at stress, anxiety, fatigue, busyness, phone calls, distractions, addictions. You know, and these are heavy weights around our ankles, or they become like dumbbells, and we run with these weights, and therefore many a times we are not productive on the day, because when you equate the hours in the day, equate the time you spent on the day, does it equate to productivity?
Yeah,
you know. And then Paul says, lay aside the weight, and then lay aside the sin.
Yeah.
So there's two things that you got to lay aside. You got to lay aside the weight first.
Yeah.
It's an obstacle, and then lay aside the sin. Well, sin is transgressing against God's law. Sin is disobedience to God's word.
Yes.
You know, sin causes me to have a does not causes me not to have a good relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Bible says, "My hands are not heavy, ears are not deaf, but your sin has separated me." So sin is a roadblock. Sin stops God from hearing us, because when you look at Adam and Eve sinned, immediately they lost the glory of God. You know, the glory left them. They became naked. They began to hide. And they were separated from God. Spiritual death entered in, and they separated from God. So Paul says, lay aside weights, and then lay aside that the sin that so easily, you know, temptation, it's so easy to fall into temptation. It's so easy to be ensnared by the traps of the enemy. You know, Satan on this race, he sets traps, but Paul says you got to overcome them. You know, you cannot allow them to just suck you in.
Yeah.
You know, so Paul says you are ensnared by these weights and sin. You know, he says, and Paul says, don't be ensnared by them. Don't let these weights and sin become a common trap to you enslave you. You know, then he says, let us run the race with endurance. Yeah. Endurance, when I look at the word endurance is the ability to withstand hardship, adversity, and stress for a prolonged period of time. That's what endurance is, God-given confidence, the God-given courage, having the fortitude. You know, Paul says, have the fortitude. Have the boldness, have the courage, have the confidence, And he says, when you're running this race, you are, and you know, I did a small teaching in USA, and I spoke on, there are a number of races that we run as humans, you know. One is called the sprint, and the other is called the marathon, you know. The sprint is a short distance race. You know, it's like 100 meter to a 400 meter. But a marathon is a long distance race. It carries approximately 26.2 kilometers, you know, in the long distance race. So the sprint, it's so easy. In 5 minutes, in 3 minutes, in 2 minutes, you put all your energy, your force, your strength, your ability, and you give it the best shot, you know. And in a couple of minutes or seconds, the race is over.
Yeah.
But with a marathon, it's a long distance race, you know. You've got to be mentally strong.
Yeah.
You've got to be physically strong. You've got to be mentally geared up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Physically, you just can't pop up one morning and say, I'm going to do a marathon. Mm-hmm. No, it takes months and months of training. Weeks and weeks of training, building your muscles, building your courage, building your confidence, building the strength and the ability on the inside of you.
Yeah.
And this is what Paul is saying. He says, let us endure. Let us endure this race. Yeah, you understand? So, yeah. So this is the race that you and I and the church is called to. It's the race of endurance.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a long-term race.
Yeah.
The race will only come to an end if you and I had to die.
Yeah.
Or secondly, if Christ had to come.
Yes.
And
yes, yes.
I'm not sure when Christ is coming back, but all of the prophetic speaks of that he's coming soon.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm not sure, and you know, when death will overtake us, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But between now and those two fixed points and periods in life, I've got to endure.
Yeah.
And it's a long distance race. There'll be many, many difficulties. There'll be many, many hardships. There'll be many trials.
Yeah.
There'll be many thorns. There'll be many thistles. There's going to be adversities. Satan is going to let loose all of hell against
yes,
us.
Yes,
but we've
yes.
got to run the race with patience.
Amen.
Yeah, we've got to run the race with faithfulness,
yeah.
you know, because the next verse teaches us that Christ endured the cross.
Yeah.
You know, the cross was his finishing line. You know, he could have easily given up in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. He could have easily given up when Pontius Pilate, you know, was beating him up and they were pulling up his hair and doing
yes,
all manner
yes,
of
yes.
evil against him. But all he knew was, I've got to get to the cross.
Yeah.
And between the Garden of Gethsemane and the cross, he had to endure persecution.
Mm-hmm.
He had to endure the shame. He had to endure the hardship.
Yeah.
He had to endure the whipping and the beating, you know, the mockery,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
And then he had to endure the piercing of the swords when he said, Father, it is finished.
Yes.
So if Christ endured,
we can surely endure.
We've got to endure.
Yeah.
But the yeah. beauty of us is that he's given us the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
The Comforter. And I think I did a lot of talking.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I think there's one thing that you spoke about that really just sits with me, and just from what I'm observing in the passage that we're reflecting on, there's you've just so well and so eloquently unpacked the laying off of the weights and the sin. And there's someone that's listening to us that. And I think maybe before I ask this question, just the point of reflection to these letters that the book of Hebrews is for. It's for a church.
Yeah.
So it's not converting people. These are people that have been converted. And
Paul is writing that to,
yeah,
the Christian faith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when he's talking about laying off of these weights and laying off of sin, he's talking to the church about laying off their
yeah.
sin. And to the church, if you can just guide us, Bishop, on what is that process of laying those weights and that sin aside?
Well, when you look at the sins in the time and the season that we live in,
yeah,
you know, we get drunkenness, we get
yeah.
drug addiction, pornography,
mm.
adultery, drugs.
Yeah.
It is so rife, you know. I know that is in the world,
yes.
but many of us yes. are still addicted to a whole lot.
That's true.
Some of us as Christians, we our addiction is pornography.
Yeah.
Sometimes our addiction is also the phone. The phone can
yeah.
be
yeah.
your addiction, you know. You love it more, you spend more time with it than the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know. It's the addictions that we are addicted to that Paul is talking about, you know.
Mm.
I might not smoke, I might not drink, I might not commit adultery, but my thoughts are carnal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I have carnal thoughts.
Yes.
My thoughts might be evil. I might be walking in total unforgiveness. You know. And all of these emotional things that happen in my life, unforgiveness,
mm.
pride,
mm.
jealousy, lying, cheating, doing things underhand,
yes,
you
yes.
know. I might not live an adulterous life, but my thoughts might be adulterous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So Paul is saying to the church, he says, these sins, you know, they are not, some of them are not very open,
mm-hmm.
but it is hidden in our emotions and hidden in
yeah.
our thought life.
Yeah.
You know, and many a times I was preparing a teaching on the story of Noah, mm-hmm. and the teaching is so profound that the scripture says that the imaginations and the thoughts of men were so evil. That's the reason why God caused rain to come, floods to come, and he destroyed the earth. Because man in his imagination was evil.
Yeah.
Man
yeah.
in his thoughts were evil.
Sure.
You understand? So even in the house of God, you know, our people might not be in open sins. They might never go to a casino. They might never smoke. But how is your imagination?
Yeah.
How is your thought life?
Yes.
How is that area of forgiveness? How is that area of pride? How is that area of greed, lust for money, greed for money?
Yeah.
You understand? Because all of these things are weights that can easily weigh us down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the addictions of weights and the addiction of sin. You know, and I want to say to the church today, when Paul was writing to the church, he says, "Get the weight."
Yes.
Off your ankles, get the weight out of your shoulders. Don't be yoked. That's what Paul says. Don't be equally yoked to the unbelievers, or don't be unequally yoked to the sinner man or to the world.
You
understand? Because the yoke can keep us in bondage.
Amen.
The yoke can keep us tied down. You know, the yoke, even though we might be talking about freedom, but we're still in our sins, unfree. You know.
And that's really a shock. And it's so, and I think sometimes we don't see how the weights and the sin can really, if anything, not derail necessarily, but at times just slow us down.
Yeah.
And there are as well consequences to being slowed down to a point where you even stop, because I can't see anyone, I think with the imagery that you gave us, someone holding on to these weights and still being able to run a full marathon, and running enduringly, it's close to impossible to run in that way.
No, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. You might start with speed and
but
if it's a marathon, you know, you might just go a mile or two or a kilometer or two, and then you're going to become weak in your physical strength.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So Bishop, if we were then to just close this and give a word of encouragement, I think reflecting on where we are with these few days leading up to our Easter conference and just Easter for all believers and around the world, as well as just the notion of endurance and running with endurance, what would be your word of encouragement to us?
I would say to us as a church, to the body of Christ, and very especially to the partners of Siloam, God has given each one of us a race in life.
Amen.
God has given each one of us a goal, a plan, and a purpose to fulfill. God has given each one of us a dream to fulfill. And I want to say to the church at large, if God has given you a dream, what does it take to fulfill the dream? Number two, I'll ask myself the question, what does it take for me to have my dream unfulfilled? What will cause me to have my dream unfulfilled?
Yeah.
Because when God created me for fruitfulness.
Yes.
He never created me to be barren. You understand? So if I want to be fruitful in life, and if I want to reach the goal and the finishing line of my race that God has given to me to personally fulfill, then for me personally, as a goal setter, I will start my day with God. I'll start my day with God. Because the Bible says the steps of a righteous man is ordered by God.
Amen.
I will commit my day to God. You know, start my day with God in prayer. Start my day with God, with the reading of God's word.
Yes.
And then secondly, I will cut off all of the unimportant factors in my life. Will this add value to my life? Will this, is this productive that I'm about to do today? Will this add value to the things that I need to achieve for this day? The things that are of no value, strike it off. You know, try to do the things that demand priority more than the important. There are important things and things that demand priority. So I try and work on the priority, and then I work on the important, and then I try and do whatever I need to do. But as long as for the day, I start my day with God, I start afresh in my prayer life with God, studying God's word, and I start looking at what is the goal for this day that will take me closer to my dream or take me closer to the fulfillment of my vision. And then I work around those things. And if nothing brings joy and nothing that I'm doing today adds value to my vision, then I'm prepared to lay it aside. You know. But there are days you have a rest day. There are days that you just chill. You just want to recoup. You know. But there are days that you need to work towards your God-given vision and the race, you know, that God has laid before you. So we've got to run the race, because when Jesus comes, we're all accountable for our own personal lives.
Amen. Bishop, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, son.
This was truly a blessing to have you. And thank you just for reminding us around just running, but also running with endurance and running purposefully towards the mark that Christ has called us towards. To everyone then, this is how then we close out our day 38. It has truly been a remarkable blessing to me, firstly, to have Bishop and for him to just impart those words to us. So this is the encouragement then to run with endurance, run purposefully by laying aside those weights, laying aside those distractions, laying aside that sin that can easily, easily dissuade us and stop us and hold us back from running and running well. So we ask and we pray to God that you'll continue to walk this journey with us leading up to Easter, leading up to day 40. And wherever you are, if you truly have been blessed by this, you can like us and follow us even on various platforms on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. You can follow us on various platforms on social media. Share it with a friend, share it with a neighbor, share it with anyone whom we believe needs to run and needs to run with endurance. And this is then everyone. So God bless you. We'll see you next episode.